Day 19, December 19th. This week's theme is joy. Today's reflection is based on Isaiah chapter 11, verses 10 through 16, and was written by the Reverend Bill Lavelle, class of 1989. Some things might seem impossible. Some traumas are just too hard to even think about the possibility of reconciliation. Family members die broken, unwilling to even express sympathy to one another. Such has been my family, from generation to generation. When I graduated from seminary, my father told me he was ashamed of me. My niece just died from a final stroke at the age of 56 after living as a ward of the county home for years. Her life and her brother's life were filled to the brim with tragedy. There wasn't even an obituary in the newspaper. It's as if her life didn't matter. But she mattered to her brother, and to me, and to the woman who raised her after my sister left, and best of all, Tracy mattered to God. On that day, it will be glorious. On that day, the Lord will extend his hand to recover the remnant that is left of his people. He will raise a signal for the nations and will assemble the outcasts. On that day, Tracy will be there, and all will be glorious joy. I hold this promise of joy on that day, deep, deep in my heart, as tears for her most painful sojourn still bring me grief. But in the midst of my grief, there is also trust in my heart that Tracy will be among that throng of outcasts. All those nobodies who are near and dear to the heart of the Lord. I trust that on that day, Tracy and I will walk together on that highway for the remnant that is left of his people. Today's prayer. O most gracious God, protector of the helpless, defender of the outcast, hope of the poor, bring love and hope and the promise of eternal joy to all who are so badly broken. We place our trust in you, Lord, for only you can make it come to pass. We do truly believe that on that day, the Holy Spirit will suddenly sweep into our world and make all things new. On that day, there will be true, lasting joy. Amen.